Hey, everybody, and welcome once again to Time Out with Kevin Gallagher. I'm, of course, your host, and it's a pleasure to be here. Hey, I'm at the news desk tonight and got a telephone sitting in front of me, which means the guest is not in studio. And before we get to our guest, which is Freeman, we are just want to remind you that you can see this show Friday nights, 8:30 p.m., or Monday mornings at 11 a.m. on Channel 23 here locally in the Danbury, Connecticut area. If you're watching on YouTube, anytime you want, just go to timeoutyoutube.com. And there's also the radio version of the show that Freeman, our guest, has been on a couple of times. And it's basically the longer, extended version of this program on radio. And that is Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern time. So you can go to one of the two networks you saw listed in the open, which is revelationradionetwork.org, or These Changing Times Radio Network, which is spelled T-I-M-E-Z. So check that out, or go to kevingallagher.me, as it says right here in front of you. So go there. That'll have all that information. Freeman, how are you doing tonight?
Doing well tonight, Kevin.
Doing well. Hey, you just got back from California. How was it? You were at a conference.
Yeah, absolutely. I was at Conspiracy Con, and all I can say is they've never seen anything like me.
I'm sure they haven't. And I'm sure you blew a lot of people's minds.
Yes, it was a jam-packed hall, standing room only, and they were mystified, amazed, and I can't personally wait to see it myself. I would love to actually be someone that walked into my audience without any idea of what they were in for. That would be a dream come true if I could see myself like that.
Oh, boy. Hey, you never know. With the way you are, your luck is you probably will, you know?
Yeah, well, we're going to talk about tonight. I think it's...
So where do you want to start tonight? I think we are going to talk about, Stargate, and we're going to talk about some other interesting things. So why don't you kick it off for us?
All right, we're looking into the ideas of the Abyss, the Stargate, and the connection to the Mark of the Beast.
Okay, let's rock and roll. Let's go right into that.
All right, well, have a look at that first image now. What we're looking at there, where it says Stargate Atlantis.
Yes.
This is the SG-1 crew from the 1996 television show. Mm-hmm. In comparison with the 2008 Obama administration.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we're looking at here is that there was a program mostly spawned out of Stanford Research Institute, or SRI.
Yes.
And they called this the Stargate Program.
Mm-hmm.
The Stargate Program was actually an attempt to quantify out-of-body experiences and contact with extra-dimensional beings or outside of ourselves.
Wow.
And it actually became known later as what we call remote viewing.
Right.
Right? So a process came out of the occult communications with other beings in the other dimensions, and this process then was scientifically applied to a method so that anyone could tap into the cosmos and bring back data.
Now, you're also talking about the remote viewing, which is where you saw the George Clooney film, The Men That Stare at Goats. They kind of made it into almost like a comedy, but that was based, I believe, on General Stubblebine's experimentations and all, correct?
Yes, it's very similar, and it's interesting that they did have to hippify these, make them into hippies, these soldiers, because many of these psychic programs that they've done with the military have kind of failed, and I think it has a lot to do with the creative spirit of human, whereas, you know, when you're in the military, you've now been through all your trauma-based mind control to be brought down to a action figure. And so their own psychic programs don't tend to work, so they had to somewhat hippify and get some,
right.
Granola into their diet.
Now, you know what's interesting is we have that picture of Stargate Atlantis up on the screen. You can leave it up on the screen. All right, that's all right. But if you can put it back up, that would be great. Thank you. You see all the people that look just like figures of, you know, people that we know here. Hillary Clinton, Bernanke, the Vice President, Obama, and how the characters in Stargate basically look like, you know, Sarah Palin's there. And they look like, Biden. They look like these people, I guess, in the cast.
Yes, and realize that, you know, there was nearly 20 years before the Obama administration, 1996, check my math, I don't know. Yeah. It was quite a long time before any of us had ever heard of any of these characters. And curiously enough, the one that looks so much like Obama is known as Apophis.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is, of course, the serpent deity of destruction, or Satan of the Egyptian religion.
Right.
Of course, played in later with my Obama theories with Akhenaten.
Right.
But to stay on point here, so the concept behind Stargate, and realize that at the end of every Stargate episode, they state, "We greatly acknowledge the cooperation of the United States Space Command."
Right. There is such a thing.
And, of course, the Department of Defense and the United States Air Force. So, these are the creative geniuses behind the television series, right? It's written by the military, for the military, for the programming of the public. And to have this so many years before the Obama administration, you start to wonder how good their remote viewing techniques would be, because remote viewing would give you the ability to see into the future or the past. Now, I have the first training tape from SciTech. It was one of the first corporate remote viewing programs out there with Major Ed Dames. This was on VHS, so if it gives you an idea how long ago I got this tape on remote viewing.
Okay.
But the concept is that you can squiggle a line down where you would prepare an image hidden from the remote viewer, and this remote viewer would then squiggle a line onto a sheet of paper and was able to then take his pen and go back to a point in the line and derive information from that point.
Got it.
And so you would then gather together a list of data of what is in your line and then try to piece together the puzzle that these descriptions have given you.
Hmm.
And that's essentially remote viewing.
Okay.
Now, this being in 1996 when this came out, if we could go to the next image just to take this thought a little further.
Okay.
I can't say that they time traveled and said exactly here is the Obama administration. I can only say to you what a curious thing that in 96 they had caricatures of the Obama administration as all
wild.
Of these characters in Stargate.
Yeah.
And that it was founded and sponsored by the United States Space Force.
It's very interesting. So what's the image that you want to see? Have us see next?
Well, so we go to the hyperdimensional spiral.
Okay, well, that wouldn't be this image, but it'll be the next one, I think, in the list. So we'll get that image up momentarily. And
we will go in order here.
Yep, there it is. And the gentleman that you're talking to who's bald all the way up in the upper left-hand corner, who exactly is that?
That is visionary and Kabbalist magician slash architect Paul Laffoley,
okay.
Who is actually an architect on the Twin Towers.
Hmm.
But he's not only an architect and a visionary. He is a Kabbalist magician that designs time machines and many other most intriguing devices, time dilation devices, and the things that he has listed off are well, right up my alley.
Right, right. So what do you want us to know about the image we're looking at?
Well, as you start to look to the Stargate program and the concept of contact or communication with extra-dimensional beings or even through a wormhole and therefore to make contact with actual beings, not from another dimension, the picture you see down at the bottom left-hand corner is one that I drew at 10 years old.
Okay.
This was 1977, right before Star Wars came out. And I had drawn this picture and won the school competition in the fifth grade. And I didn't know what I was drawing. And I just laid out this image. And I remember that I focused really hard on trying to put a symbol on this picture. And I ended up drawing a symbol for Sirius on there that was known by the Dogon tribe of Mali, Africa.
Hmm.
I didn't know that when I drew the picture. But more curious is what was in the center. Because I had drawn a craft, and again, the same year Stargate came out, 1996, the Columbia Space Shuttle filmed this miraculous multitude of craft when they attempted the tether experiment.
Got yeah, I remember that, all the little weird UFOs that are off in the distance.
So you'll see one of those UFOs up at the top center.
Okay.
And you can compare that to what I drew in the center of my image.
Oh, okay. Yep.
And using this data, the man in the center right is David Sirota, a NASA scientist who works on UFO documentaries with Dan Aykroyd.
Huh.
He deciphered hyperdimensional physics out of seeing the spiral in those craft. And you can see that what he had drawn and what I had drawn are very similar.
Yes,
I
they
realized I
are.
was 10 years old. And then below David Sirota, you'll see the hyperdimensional spiral of the Levogyre. And that is the one that the architect Paul Laffoley designed. Now, all of these are devices for connection to the other dimension. It's for even the Nazis had a very similar program with their Bell project, as
Yes.
they had this bell with counter-rotating liquid metals inside to punch a hole into the other dimension.
Huh. Now,
1977, sorry, go ahead.
the dumb question is, why would they want to do that?
Well, the lead CERN scientist, CERN again being another one of these type of devices, CERN particle accelerator, that device also is set to punch a hole in the other dimension, and they said something may come through. This was, I have the quote on FreemanTV.com for you to go look it up for yourself. I've been following CERN since day one.
Yeah.
And so these concepts, everything has continually to fit into my study of the occult and into secret societies. Because there were many that were looking, like I was saying, the Nazis. We really go back to the Thule Society.
Yeah. Madame Blavatsky, I can't say her name, Blavatsky
Of
and
course.
such. Yeah. So
Yeah, well,
what gets me though is that you wind up with whatever it is they want to build and punch a hole or wherever, but you don't know what could come out the other side where you are. I mean, that's what kind of flips
exactly.
me out.
Well, let me show you where some of these theories have led.
Okay.
Because as I have found, each of these people involved in these situations are practicing Kabbalists,
Huh.
such as Paul Laffoley and many in the space program, like Jack Parsons, who founded Jet Propulsion Laboratory,
Yeah, they joke
who
and
are all.
say, yeah, they joke around and say the JPL stands for Jack Parsons Lab.
Yeah, and he has a crater on the dark side of the moon, right? These are no small people, and they practice a form of magic known as Kabbalah, which actually goes back to ancient Egypt, but
Right.
it's traditionally classified as a Hebrew mysticism.
Which they probably took with them out of Egypt, right?
Exactly,
Yeah.
exactly. Because this all does fall to the time of Exodus, and it really goes into an amazing tale. Because if we go to the next image,
Okay.
It's the one with the voice and Talpa.
The voice. Okay. We can go to the one I think right after this one. And yep, there's the Talpa. And it has the little round balls, the 10 of them, and explain for people exactly what it is we're seeing.
So on the left-hand side, what you see is what the Kabbalists call the Tree of Life.
Okay.
And the Tree of Life really is a map of the other side.
Okay.
So many of the devices, such as the television, the cathode ray tube, was actually crafted to make communication with the ether or the
Huh.
nether realms.
Wow.
So many of what we see in our technological world is stemmed from the occult. It stemmed from communication with otherworldly beings. And the Tree of Life is one that has been with magic throughout all eternity. You can find this encoded into the Flower of Life. You can find it encoded all the way back through history. Well, there is a missing spot when you go, okay, at the bottom of the Tree of Life, that is Earth.
Okay.
And there is a straight path that leads to heaven, which is Kether, but at the top of the tree. And right below heaven is a missing spot, a blank node, and that is known as the abyss. Okay? There is a lord of the abyss, and his name is Typhon,
Okay.
and his hand sign is the peace sign.
Huh.
You see, Aleister Crowley, another Kabbalist, and supposedly the wickedest man in the world and the dark magician, and known as the Beast 666. He taught Winston Churchill that peace sign because it is the sign of Typhon, the Lord of the Abyss.
And I think we have an image of Typhon. It looks like a drawing. If we can put that up, it would be great. Yeah, there it is. And It's a really incredible looking image. And this is what they say is the Lord of the Abyss.
Yes, and is symbolized by that peace sign. So the Nazis were a solar force, and so Crowley taught Churchill the peace sign to fight the solar forces of the Nazis using the Typhonian powers of the Abyss.
Hmm.
And when you look at the television, the Nazis were the ones that were set to put televisions in everybody's homes. I know they make a joke about that, but the truth is that the corporation Telefunken, who also created the first computer, were the ones to first start mass-producing television. So it really was the Nazis.
Hmm.
But if you were to go back to the dots picture real fast...
The previous, yep, it's up. Yep.
What you see in Talpa, okay, so the voice is produced by a company named Talpa.
Okay.
And they're in cooperation with another company called Endemol.
Huh.
Right? So those are the guys who put out Heroes, right?
Right.
Well, Talpa puts out the voice. And what you see in their corporate logo is that they have taken the dot for heaven, and then they have moved it into the abyss.
Hmm.
Into the Typhonian powers.
Yes. Yep. I see that. That's really amazing.
Now, the Nazi Typhonian Order, more recently, the Ordo Templi Orientis has a Typhonian Order, and their entire purpose is communication for opening spatial gateways for these extra-dimensional beings. So the Typhon that you see there, the image, that is the beast of that region. Now, he has a symbol. And it took some digging. I had to go through the Ordo Templi Orientis, many of their works, to find out what the symbol, because I learned that the mark of the beast was identical to the sigil of Nodens.
Hmm.
And so I was kind of lost here, you know. Nodens is a Celtic god.
Okay.
And most recently came up in relationship to the Lord of the Rings.
Huh.
So it turns out Tolkien was studying Nodens in a Roman temple and decided there was a ring found there that was cursed to the god Nodens. And it's believed that Tolkien took his ideas for the ring from this Nodens. And Nodens looked somewhat like Typhon and is related to that very same concept. Nodens is more like Poseidon.
Okay.
But yet he's still this Typhonian. Poseidon is a popularized version of this. It goes back to the god Atlas of Atlantis.
Mm-hmm.
It goes to Leviathan in the Bible. It goes to Typhon in the magical orders. And the symbol of the heart of the sigil of Nodens is actually an O with an X.
Okay. And you want to go to the next image, which would be of Russell Brand?
Yes.
All right, let's bring up that Russell Brand picture. And we have it up. It's and you can see, like, he's holding a microphone, and you can see the O with the X in it. And that's kind of like his logo.
Absolutely.
Okay, continue, please.
So this symbol, now, I do not believe Russell Brand to be a Satanist, and I do not believe him to be the Antichrist. But the truth of the matter is that they're presenting this concept and image to us subliminally and eternally right to us. I have a consistent science that I've worked on for 20 years to finally classify this Mark of the Beast situation. You know, people say it's the microchip. They say it's on your barcodes and everything, you know. But no, if you go to the heart of the occult, if you go to the heart of the people that are promoting the Mark of the Beast, then you suddenly realize that it's this symbol here, an O with an X.
And this symbol also looks very much similar to what you would see in the X-Men.
Exactly, on the Beast, right?
Right, right.
So it is the Mark of the Beast on the Beast by X-Men. And recognize that X-Men, because we'll get into Disney here, Kevin, but X-Men, of course, has been now purchased by Disney.
Right. They bought all of Marvel Comics.
Yes.
Continue, please.
Okay, let's carry on, because let's just see how many times this thing has been broadcast at. You go to the next one, and here you have, is it up?
Yep. That's with Madonna, I believe, at the Super Bowl.
This is Madonna's 33-minute sermon she gave at the Super Bowl, which was an occult ritual to the goddess leading all the way back through Rome, through Egypt, and on back into even Babylonian. And you can see how many times the Mark of the Beast was placed on the stage.
Right.
And I don't say this lightly, because I have studied this and studied this, and you are now just getting the top of my pyramid.
No, I mean, I, a lot of people are probably looking at this, scratching their heads, but the thing to remember is that I don't believe in this stuff in the sense that I'm not like a Satanist or whatever. I don't worship Satan. I don't get into all that. But for the people that are promoting this, that are into this, this is what they believe. And then they put it out blatantly to the public, and the public is oblivious to all this. So you're looking at this. It doesn't mean anything to you, but it means something to them. And Freeman, just so that you guys know, Freeman is recognized as one of the world's leading experts on this subject. That's why he's here tonight on this program, to be able to present this information to you so that you can have that, you know, ta-da moment where everything clicks and you get it. Because it's practiced right in front of you in plain sight. And if you don't know what it means, excuse me, you're never going to get it. So continue, please.
Yeah, you might also notice the VV symbolism, or what looks more like a big M in the center image. But it's actually a VV. And this has been consistent through this whole situation. So as I learned the number of the beast is 666, obviously, but the number of the abyss is 66.
Mm-hmm.
So this in Hebrew is VV, and this is why you'll see those same symbols.
And you see how in this image there's also stylized pyramids and everything all over the place. I know that that's also very important to these types as well.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. But you can see how many times the variations that they showed the Mark of the Beast in that 33-minute sermon. You know, I showed you three of them in one image, and there were a multitude.
Yes.
So when we're looking at this, we're actually talking about the concept of transmitting souls into another dimension.
Huh.
This is for invocation and evocation of entities. So that means either you're going to take an entity into your soul, a god form, as they would say,
right,
or you're trying to manifest one right there in front of you. And this is starting to tie into the transhumanist movement with the concepts of transmitting your mind into a computer or into a clone.
Which we saw in the movie, we saw that recently in the movie Avatar.
Absolutely. And Avatar was a very interesting study on that, when you see that they needed the genetic twin brother to be able to transmit his mind into the clone that they had made for him, the alien hybrid clone.
Now, wasn't the story itself, basically the plot, the same as the old cartoon Fern Gully?
It was. It was Fern Gully on steroids.
Yeah.
It was the exact same story. I was waiting for Tim Curry to come out and bust a note and start singing, but no.
Oh, that's funny. Continue.
Let's carry on. So the next image, of course, is the concern that MDNA, as Madonna is now known, you see, because she's a lead Kabbalist in all of this. She has been forever, and says that she seeks the original religion. Or so she has now taken the vowels out of her name, because Kabbalism and Hebrew do not have vowels.
Right.
So that's where you get the MDNA. But isn't it curious that the article that we're seeing here is about Madonna's DNA sterilization crew?
Mm-hmm. And this was published in a newspaper in Britain known as The Mirror, so you're looking right at the article.
Yeah, it was also on MTV and many other places, because it was a complaint to many of the people running the theaters that she was playing in, or the arenas, because it would take so much extra time for her DNA sterilization crew to come and remove every fragment of Queen of Pop out of the building. So my question becomes, what does Madonna know that the rest of us don't? She's certainly with the in crowd.
Yes.
And we're moving to this new state. So quickly we could go to the next article to tie this together, because this was just current news.
Right. Cloning is used to create embryonic stem cells.
Absolutely. That is from Cell Magazine, and of course now published on the New York Times.
Yep. And
this is the idea of therapeutic cloning.
Okay.
This means that they can take a skin cell or hair cell or anything that your DNA sterilization team didn't leave behind and
okay.
generate any body part from it.
Huh. It's incredible. Believe it or not, we only have 2 minutes left. So let's try to wrap this all up the best we can and give it to the viewer for them to think about for the rest of the evening after the show has gone off the air.
You got it. Well, I would say check out freemantv.com to get the full story. And then, of course, our new book, Weird Stuff. You want to start there. We're writing it for the layman. We're just laying it from the beginning. Weird Stuff at freemantv.com. It'll shock you and also reward you with knowledge, because all of this is quite amazing. So in our current time frame, we have people that are trying to punch holes into the other dimension, making contact with extra-dimensional beings with the capability of transmitting that data, say a demon from another dimension, into your body.
Yeah, that's just bizarre world. But, I mean, they say truth is stranger than fiction, and I guess that's proof of it tonight.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Unbelievable.
I mean, we didn't have time to lay it all out, but I definitely have years of data for you to look into.
Yeah, and if people go to freemantv.com, I believe it's freemantv.com, you'll get all the information. Folks, hey, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Freeman, thank you. My name is Kevin Gallagher. Please tune in again next week, next Friday night, to see what it is we'll be talking about. Have a great night. Bye-bye.